Andrew was one of the most eligible bachelors of his day. Yet even regarding his love life, he was an exceptional individual. All his friends had gotten married in their 20s and early 30s. Even his brother Tom had married Lucy Coleman at the age of 23 and on their way to having 9 kids. Yet Andrew rarely dated. So much of Andrew's life is well documented, almost by his correspondence alone to family, friends, and business partners. And biographer David Nassau's research was thorough, and he finds nothing about women he might have dated in his early adult life. David concludes that he was simply just too driven a workaholic. And then there was also Margaret, Andrew's mother. As I write below, Andrew was devoted to her, and she was a formidable presence. She was heard saying, "There is no woman good enough to marry my Andra." She probably scared them all away. In fact, Louise, who would become his wife, remarked that Margaret was one of the most disagreeable people she had ever met. Andrew met Louise when he was in his 40s, and she in her early 20s. He knew her father, John, who had made money as a dry goods merchant, and they lived around the corner from each other. But it was very slow going. They liked each other's company, but both families were not very pleased. There was the 21-year age difference, and Andrew's mother meddled enough, and they broke it off. Then they got back together, and in 1881, when Andrew had the idea for a touring trip of Great Britain for a group of family and friends, during which his mother would lay the cornerstone for the first free library in Dunfermline, Andrew wanted Louise to come along. She loved the idea. Margaret wouldn't hear of it. They even set up a meeting of her mother talking to his mother, and it made things worse. They sailed off for the trip, leaving Louise behind. She broke off the relationship. At the Carnegie Papers at the Library of Congress, I had the opportunity to read the letters between Andrew and Louise during these breakups. They still wrote to each other. You can actually feel the warmth and care, love and trust they had for each other. Andrew realized he couldn't bear to be away from her. They got back together, but this time they kept it a secret. It was so discreet, in fact, that when they announced their wedding, just 2 weeks before it would take place, almost everyone was caught by surprise. However, before that happy moment, tragedy struck Andrew doubly hard. In September of 1886, his brother Tom took ill, and it would develop into pneumonia. Then Andrew caught typhoid fever while with his mother at their summer house. Knowing that her two sons were gravely ill hit Margaret badly, and at 77 she became ill herself and took to the bedroom right next to Andrew's. Tom died in October at the age of 43, leaving Lucy with the 9 children. Andrew, hearing of his brother's death, put him in a near coma. Margaret wasn't told of Tom's death, and 3 weeks later she died. Andrew wasn't told of his mother's death until 2 weeks later when he was recovering. He wrote, "The year 1886 ended in deep gloom for me. I was left alone in the world. The two most important people in his life that he trusted above all were gone in less than a month. Louise became even more important to him." Andrew waited 6 months after his mother's death and formally proposed. After all their back and forth, Louise replied, "I would rather be the wife of a poor man and help him rise in the world. You have succeeded." And Andrew's reply was basically, "But you can help me give it all away." She agreed. Their wedding wasn't one for the Gilded Age like the Vanderbilts. In respect to his brother and mother's deaths, it was simple, just 20 friends and family in Louise's house. She wore a simple dress that today is in the collection of the Metropolitan Museum. And then they boarded a ship that evening, the Fulda, one of the fastest, for their honeymoon in Scotland. Biographers think the first time they actually spent the night together was on that ship. And Louise would help him give it all away. The remarkable document on display below is the prenuptial agreement signed by Andrew and Louise that was loaned by their great-grandson, William Thompson. In the agreement, Louise renounced all claims to Andrew's estate.